I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Kyrie Irving is no stranger to controversy. He went on a very long diatribe on his Twitch that included this.
For 3 hours and you think you know who I am. You see a few posts. Oh, Kai's woke. Kai got it. Oh, Kai is, oh my goodness, he just doesn't fit into the mold of all of the other people. And man, he's different, he's crazy, he's arrogant, he's this, he's that.
Now, that was something, but he went on to add,
15 guys on the team, and I'm the one cancer in the room. That's what it's portrayed as. That's what you guys get. That's what they have fun doing. That's what why these older, bitter gentlemen and women keep my name in their mouths every day.
I think he's talking to you, Seth.
This guy's got, he's got issues.
He talked for over an hour.
To who? On his Twitch stream?
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Over an hour. Now, I will say this.
Shut up. Why can't you just shut? Why don't you understand?
I was unaware of that Twitch. Like, you can't go back and get the raw footage. Like, it just disappears. So there's, like, little bits and pieces. Minute here, minute there, 2 minutes there. I got to be fair. After 20 minutes of incoherent, like, you think it's incoherent when you hear it in order. When you get them out of order, over an hour, like 20 minutes.
So how are you getting the clips?
I'm getting little clips on his Twitch. They, like, show up underneath. I got to be fair. I don't know a lot about Twitch. I guess I got to learn. They're, like, little minute clips that are down on the bottom underneath his page. And they're of him in the hour.
What provoked this? What is wrong with this guy?
I would say he hasn't had attention in the last few weeks, and that provoked it.
Right.
He had a night off, he needed attention, and there you go. It's all been about basketball and him and Luka Doncic, and he didn't like that.
Right. He wanted some drama. Good luck to the Mavericks and whoever else gets suckered into signing him at the end of the year. He's still a free agent, right?
A free agent at the end of the year, yeah. Well, we got more. We'll get more Kyrie as the night goes on. But it's 36 degrees and a cloudy skies in Central Park, and that's what's happening. I'm Marco Belletti.
Kyrie Irving, man, he is. I mean, we all know he's tough to take, but this is like next level tough. It just doesn't end with him. Aren't you happy, Net fans? This isn't your problem. God, one of the most talented players that has ever set foot on a basketball floor, and yet he just. And I don't care what his beliefs are. I don't care what he does in his personal life, but the idea that he continues to lack accountability, blame everybody else, go on these rants, draw negative attention to himself, he just doesn't get it. No, it's never you, Kyrie. It's everybody else. Not you. It's us. You don't realize that you're 15 guys on the team. You're right. 15 guys on the team. You're the one idiot that keeps running his damn mouth. You're the one idiot that keeps getting in trouble. 15 guys on the team. You're the one guy that keeps causing drama. 15 guys on the team. You're the issue. Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, Dallas. You don't get it. Either he's surrounding himself with people who don't want to tell him the truth. Either he's too dumb to hear it. Maybe he's surrounded by enablers. Somebody's got to let him know. Dude, stop. Just stop. You don't have to agree or like what everybody else says, but keep some things to yourself. Why in the world would anybody, let alone a rich and famous athlete, why in the world would anybody need to go on Twitch and explain themselves? Like, get a life, people. I understand about this social media stuff, and everybody wants to be seen, and TikTok this, and Instagram that, and look at me here, and like this, and like that. Screw it all. It's unhealthy. It's poison. And if, I mean, I don't do 90% of it anyway. I kind of have to do Twitter, and I don't even like that. But if I had Kyrie Irving's life and his money, you think you wouldn't catch me anywhere near a Twitch? For what reason? Who are you explaining stuff to? You've already won. Go live your life. Go do whatever you want to do. Help people. Donate time. Donate money. Be charitable. Go on vacation. Go buy an island somewhere. Get off the social media. I mean, my God, the same reasons people have been ripping him, he continues to do the same He is, I can't take Kyrie Irving anymore. He's so stupid, it's infuriating. I know. He went to Duke, he's smarter than everybody else. Yeah, I get it, Kyrie. You're smarter than everybody else. That's great. You've clearly figured it out. Clearly, you've got it all figured out. Obviously. I mean, I'm the idiot college dropout. You went to Duke. Clearly, you're the one who's got it all figured out. You know how the world works. You know everybody's mind frame. You know how everybody should think. You know the right way to handle yourself and all that stuff. Clearly. Because you're not the issue. It's everybody else. Not you. It's everybody else.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.